second son, falling down before the gun. Could have been thereafter.
Gwendolyn, approximately, by the Sylvia Platters here on the tape.
I feel like Sylvia Platters are a band that we don't play a ton of, but they're so very much in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, I was just going to say a band that we have not featured extensively on the mixtape, but love the jangle.
Oh, yeah, I love a good jingle jangle.
And that's from the new record Will Tomorrow Be Enough by the Sylvia Platters, which... they are self-described jangle pop, shoegaze indie. So there we go. We love it.
Good genres.
Good genres. And one of many records we're playing today that was produced and mastered by Jordan Koop at the Noise Floor on Gabriola Island, a fixture in the scene, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Before the Sylvia Platters, we had that new track by Blue Rivera. Called Sleeping, which I would have a hard time sleeping through. It was very upbeat. let's just keep it going. Let's play some more music. We are deviating from the original order and pairings, but we're still doing pairings, Jamie.
Still doubling up.
Happening. We are going to a band that I don't think we have ever played on the mixtape, or if we have, I don't remember it. Making their mixtape debut, it's Softhead from their new single and B-side, A Plateau / An Animal. This is A Plateau. Ebb and Flow by Plesiosaurus from the new record Decomposed. Some microphones-y, Phil Elverum-y, Elephant Six pop.
Yeah, love that little vibe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Wow, you could not have imitated that sound any better. You could not have onomatopoeia'd it any better. Before that, we had A Plateau by Softhead here on the Vancouver Mixtape, where that means we have made it through 7 songs in 47 minutes.
Whoa, look at us go.
We're talking a lot, Jamie. This whole 2-song set thing is not playing out the way I thought it was going to.
This reminds me of early mixtape days where I swear we'd play like 6 songs because we'd BS the whole time.
Yeah, well, maybe it's time for a return to form. Let us know what you think. Somehow you can. I think you can text the studio at 778-782-2573.
It's possible.
You can also complain to our programming coordinator by sending an email to cjsf_programming@sfu.ca.
The fix is in.
Or you can message at Van Mixtape on various. Well, no, on Instagram, I guess. Maybe still Twitter. I don't know if you're looking at that thing anymore. Okay, let's try to get to maybe 9 songs this episode. Maybe 10. We'll see.
Fingers crossed.
We've got number 8 coming up, and it is, I guess it's a bit of a pivot, and then we'll go back to the more, well, anyway. This is new music from Savannah Reed. We have not played Savannah Reed, but we played music by her sister, Madeline. And this is just cool, like, R&B pop stuff with a live band. It's called Honeymoon. It's off the new record, Trampoline.
Whoop!
Didn't want to waste my time, 'cause I gave it all away for free. And I'm not talking borderline, 'cause I used to have enough for you and me. But something kind of felt right, even though I always say to wait. You could call it overnight. One look and it was way too late. But do you want more? And do I get bored? I get worried that we'll change our minds, but then you come up from behind. And when you speak, I stutter, crack a smile, and I get flustered. Touch my head, and I just might be dead. Overthinking everything I've said, I know when I'm about to fall asleep. When my head is on your heart, skips a beat. It's been more than a year, but now I know it's clear. I have nothing to fear. No, no, nothing, no, nothing. Sometimes I think to myself, what'd it be like if you went away? You look around for someone else, but I'd be back in the exact same place. 'Cause ever since you walked in, eyes up, chest out, with that touch that's so, so sweet. When I start to think you'll walk away, will you come right up and say that when you speak, I stutter, crack a smile, and I get flustered. Touch my hair and I just might be dead. Overthinking everything I said, I know when I'm about to fall asleep. When my head is on your heart, skips a beat. It's been more than a year, but now I know what's true. I have nothing to. But if my world comes crashing down,
like I stutter. Crack a smile and I get flustered. Touch my hair and I just might be dead. Overthinking everything I've said. Have nothing to
Take some time to think. Nope.
That was not against me, but in fact, Hyenas.
Whoa.
And their track Queer. And before that, we had Honeymoon by Savannah Reed, which brought us to a grand total of 9 songs. That doesn't make any sense. We played doubles. Oh, I'm going to have to do some accounting.
Some quick maths.
Anyway, as you can tell by the theme music starting in the background, that's
we did it.
We did it. We made it almost halfway through our list of songs we wanted to play, which leaves us lots and lots to play next time.
So we
will be back. And until then, I hope you have a really nice time just living out there, existing, taking in Vancouver's independent music scene. Go to cgsf.ca for track listings and past episodes and all that. And we'll be back next Sunday, 8 p.m.
Yep.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In Burkina Faso, a grassroots group run by women in their early 20s trains other women to install solar panels. In Peru, a youth collective helped build a paved road to make it easier to bring water to a remote village. In Indonesia, young people partner to provide solar electricity to food producers.
Young leaders today are building the solutions that are required for the future that we want.
But Joshua Ampinson of the Youth Climate Justice Fund says just a tiny fraction of philanthropic funding for climate initiatives flows to youth-led groups, especially in the Global South. So his fund is working to change that. Over the past few years, it's awarded more than $4 million in grants to over 100 youth-led groups around the world. Ampinson says young people may lack the education or work experience needed to get traditional grants, but many have suffered climate impacts firsthand.
Have lived through some of the worst floods in the world, have had to relocate, have become a refugee out of that.
Young people often know what solutions are needed, and they have the motivation to act. So Ampinson says they need better access to funding to build a resilient future. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.